Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Be exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy, till all my fears are gone. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family, your flow. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am a child of God. I am a child. I am a child. I am a child. One more time. I'm no longer slave. For I am a child of God. I am a child. You taught that so I could walk. My feet are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I can stand. That I am a child. Let me sing this song before we start. The weapons may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness, it wouldn't prevail. Cause the God itself knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, I know my God will never fail. Let's sing the verse 2. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will. So I'm not backing out. I know how this story. Yes, I know. Again, there's power in the mighty name. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. And every war he wages, every war he wages, he will. And I'm not backing out, I'm not backing down for man a giant. Cause I know how this story ends. Yes, I know, yes, I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to I'm gonna see, the victory. I'm gonna see your victory, yeah. For the battle belongs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Oh, you take what the enemy's meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm gonna see your victory. We're gonna see your victory. Cause the battle belongs to the Lord. We gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to the Lord. I'm gonna see. For the battle belongs to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Are you here? So we showed how that by the knowledge of His great and precious promises, we have what? Firstly, verse 3 said, we are made partakers. We have received all that is necessary for what? That is a true knowledge. We received it. Verse 4 told us the knowledge. The knowledge is the encompassing wisdom of His great and what precious promises, isn't it? Then at the tail it says, that has capacitated us to become what? Partakers of His divine nature. Say, I'm a partaker of His divine nature. And have escaped the corruption in the world through loss. So I've escaped. Having escaped. Past tense. But the enemy has come to steal, kill, destroy. But I know I've escaped. So I'm seated far above what? Principalities and powers. Say I'm above holy. Never be necked. It's done in the spirit. You force it to work in your soul. You know, the Bible says, a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It has been effective in the spirit, but you need to actualize that reality by your thinking, your believing, your speaking. You must insist. If you are not working in that victory, it's your fault. The Bible says, work out your salvation with what? Work out. You refuse some things. You allow some things. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to sin. Wow. I refuse to sin. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be a failure. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to fear. Are you listening? That's how you talk. So I refuse to sin. You say with boldness and conviction, in the name of Jesus, I have all for life and godliness. The devil will suggest, see that lady, see that man. No, but you bring every thought to the obedience of the Christ. Don't act weak, act strong. Say, I'm strong.
Paul told Timothy, you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm strong. If you act weak, you will fall so cheap to the devil. Say, I'm strong. Paul said, I can do all things, not some things. All things. Say, I can do all things. All things, everything. If death could not stop Jesus, death cannot stop me. Because same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. It has quickened my mortal bodies and has obligated me to become what? Slave to righteousness. The Bible says we are now debtors, not to the end that we walk in the flesh, but to the end that by our spirit, the new spirit we have, which is the Holy Spirit, what do we do? Mortify the desires of the flesh. You see, it's your responsibility. Death could not hold him. The veil tore before him. He silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring. The praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ our King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to it. What a beautiful name. The name. For your name is a name that the darkness can deny. Your name cannot be undone. Hallelujah. Your name forever lifted. Your name cannot be undone. For your name, your name, your name is life that the shadows can deny. Your name cannot be undone. Your name, your name, your name is life forever. Your name cannot be overcome. We sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. You silence fear. Jesus. You make the darkness. 1 John 4:19. The Bible says, perfect love cast out fear. Is it 19? C18. Love. C18. That says perfect love. Alright?
There is no fear in love. It's about perfect love cast out fear. Because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Imagine you have a wife that fears you, not reverence. She fears you. That's not love. Your wife is supposed to respect you, reverence you, but not fear. Your children are not supposed to fear. Daddy is coming. The Bible says there is no fear in love. That's why is a very senior apostle or a senior prophet. Just get married to one young, 5 year old, and surprise them, eating his ear the next day. They're touching our apostle's ear. But perfect love comes up. We are all scared. She has experienced the love of that man. And she's not scared. See, Pastor is good. What's the way Pastor's wife did it? Pastor, it doesn't look like it's brutal. You've not experienced all of the love. Perfect love, what? Cast out fear. When you understand the love of God, you are not scared of God. You reference Him as a father. Not that you are like, God, who? Anytime God appears to a people, you say, fear not.
The snare. I'm not scared to fail because I can't fail. If I'm scared to fail, I'll fail. Say, I'm not scared to fail. You know, some people they talk, they want to sound British. I was scared to death, man. That's damn scary. No, we don't talk like that. I can't be scared. I find it difficult to be scared. It's not possible. Fear does not work in my DNA. I can't fear. And then, we cannot find your younger brother. He just left the house this morning. Nobody can find him. So, I mean, they've kidnapped him. I mean, they've cut his hair. Run away from that place.
Yes, sir.
Paint the right pictures in your heart.
Yes, sir.
He's fine. But what if they caught him? They will release him untouched. Say, why? Because I just said so. You are conscious of your authority. You are conscious of who you are. I can't fail in life. It's not possible. I only succeed. That's how you talk. What if you sin tomorrow? I might not sin. The probability of sinning is not in me. So that's pride. It's not pride. Is faith in God. It's faith in God. He said, if you are born of God, 1 John 3:9, you cannot sin. Who is born of God here? Are you born of God?
Yes,
what did he say about you? Let's read together. I want to go. Whoever has been born for his seed, and he cannot, because he's what? You see that? You are born of God. So I can never sin in my life. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
I can't sin. Life is sweet. When you have God's word, life is sweet. Because you are in charge. You are on top of your game. How can you know this thing and want to be a cultist? You know, if you've not understood this thing, you will join IA. But when you understand these things, you'll be against IA. They say, come and join a cult. You say, you know the cult I belong to. The God kind. If you are not like God, you don't belong to this class. You just carry cutlass and be shouting, IA, IA, IA. Something that has magnitude and no direction. But I know who I am. They say if you don't join a cult, you cannot become prominent. I'm prominent before you are talking to me. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. What can be more prominent? And then you cannot be a politician. Who politics help? There are some people who never want to be presidents. If you tell Dangote today to run for being president, he will deny it. He doesn't want it. It will limit him. Are you listening to me? You talk like a success. Because you are a success. You know, we sing wonderful song, but the way we live is funny. I have a very big God. You know that song? We sing it in church, but the way we act is very funny. A very big God by my side. Then you are acting broke. You are acting like a failure. There's another one. Otwa kachine gate. Agidigba. But it's small, small things you are eyeing. How can you be serving a big God and be looking for small things? They say you can live above sin. Say, ah, it's a lie. Where? Who can live above sin? Nobody. So, okay, so what can you live above? Nothing. We are nothing but pencils. So they like weakness. Sometimes we sin. You know, as a Christian, nobody can live above sin. You hear? What, sir? It's all the message. We are all sinners. Nobody is perfect. Yes. Yes. You are born again and above. That one to do. It to do. So this pastor won't tell me now, say he never sinned. Why are you so sure I sinned? Because in your heart, it's not possible for a human being to live above sin. Why? Because you are in the mode of sin. But listen, you are who God says that you are. I'm above only. Never be net. I told them, I said, this is a secret against cheating on your wife and husband. This is a secret. If you have this wisdom, you can't cheat on your wife. If you have this wisdom, you can't cheat on your husband. All of these things starts from the beginning. You want to get married, put God there. Not that you marry now, you'll be looking for God. Start from the beginning. So why are you cheating on your husband? Because he's cheating on me. Or you are running to pastor. Pastor, my husband is cheating on me. Please put me in your prayers. Pastor will promise you to put you in his prayers. But he will not put you in his prayers. Most pastors don't pray for that kind of thing. They wake up in the morning, Father will pray for the family of Sister Rebecca. Let her husband stop cheating on her. That's a simple line in Jesus' mighty, most blessed name. Amen. Start from the beginning. You want to marry now? Ask questions. Ask sincere questions. Are you born again or again? Say, I'm born again. Say, what is the proof? I go to church on Sunday and what? The other one now say, I don't go to church. God is in my heart. Run, no. See whether you won't marry. He said, God is in my heart. Say, church, they hurt. Church, they hurt. Now, on that day, we'll go know who belongs to God. Run. Ladies, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
We're talking now. They say, no, I want a Christian body. I want a child of God with small Satan's touch. Small Satan's touch. We're going to teach that in Relationship Summit. I will not touch that side. And if you ask them, what do they mean by Satan's touch? You'll be so amazed. It's not that he's a thief or a liar. You'll be so amazed what they mean by Satan's touch. That's Holy Ghost filled fire. Christian. And you see, amazingly, those things in your heart, you don't know. You see, well, that's for Relationship Summit. Let's continue what we're teaching. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
You don't say, okay, what church do you attend? He said, I don't have a church. I move from one church to another. I'm working for the body. Run, no. Magnitude and no direction. Run. And lastly, do you have a spiritual authority over you? Ah. I don't believe in those things. Or some will tell you, I have three spiritual fathers. Makurdi, Abuja, and Lagos. Tell somebody, run. You say, I'm confidently saying without being scared of the camera. Because we've been in this thing for years. We know it's rubbish. Because why is it important to marry somebody who has spiritual authority over this? Because in marriage, there must be tough seasons. Are you listening? Yes. There must. There's somebody that has to call him and say, stop that thing you are doing. If he has nobody that can say, stop that thing you are doing, you are in trouble. He must have a regulator. Say, hey, donut, if you open your mouth again and talk to that woman, I've been advising you since you're not here. Need to apologize to that woman. They need to push him by force to do the right thing. Because he's obviously wrong. He's not seeing it. You know, it takes somebody outside the box to realize you are wrong. A lot of times if you're in the box, you think you are always right. Like some of you now that have pride. If you say you have pride, you say, God forbid. But you have pride. You can't tell you have pride. It takes somebody outside the box to tell you have pride. Say, me, pride? Never. Now just say, I sabi talk my mind. And if I talk and there, he finish there. I know the kind person for mine. No. But if he give me, I give you. Meanwhile, the Bible said if they slap you on this cheek, turn to them. I think there was a man of God that even said that part of the Bible he did not receive it. He said he's not receiving that part of the Bible. He said Jesus say, pray for your enemy. He said that preaching is not for him. Imagine you look at Jesus and as a pastor, say Jesus, that preaching is not for me. That him he will kill his enemies. If we kill all the enemies in this world, who will remain? As you are shining your teeth like this, you are somebody's enemy. So while we are shouting, all my enemies die by fire. Sometimes I'm wondering, see, if we open the eyes of these people, open their heart, let us check with microscope or something. Who are their enemies? Some of you, it's your face that will show. It's your face. What is the problem? You didn't greet them in the morning like 2003. That was why you are their enemy. People with bad character. I used to always ask myself, who are these people's enemies? In a church of like 2000, everybody, die, 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 die. You know, one time we're younger, the woman was praying, what done my father, die, my mother, die, my children, die, anything against my staff, die. I said, eh? I said, what star do you have that you are pursuing? Firstly, if your child becomes a witch and you are trying to kill her, no, let me not go to kill her. The child becomes a witch under your care. You are a foolish mother or father. How can you give birth to a child and then now turn the child into becoming a witch? You are not training the child well. Some of you, it's the indiscipline that turned the child, you know, made the child to make those mistakes. I want to tell you something that is very true. A lot of us here, if our parents really focused on us the way the Bible says, would have not made certain mistake we made. It's the truth. That's why the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should, and when he's what? He will never what? You know, I watch interviews very well of great men, and there's one thing they always say. At the end of their, when they are getting to the verge of their life, they always say they regret not having time for their families. I always hear them saying those things. So me, I just learned. I'm going to have time for my family. I'll make sure my children are well brought up. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's my responsibility. Adam, give birth after your own kind. Your own kind is, you look like your father. It look like your, no. That's not all. In the image of what? Likeness of God. Righteousness exhausts a nation. You see, if all of us in this city begin to think like this, do you know that I was meditating? I wasn't going to say this, but it came to me so strong. The Lord told me, he said, the people deserve, the people get the leader they deserve. The people get the leader they deserve. If you're having a problem in any system, any state, any country, you are the reason you have that kind of leader. And except your mindset is changed, your leader will not change. You will sustain that leader into foolishness. It's a deep mystery. But I'm saying it in parables. Do you know, as this country is going like this, there are some people that have the impetus to carry Tinubu and put him as his picture for campaign. It's like you are APC members in this church. Do you know something like that is happening? In Makurdi now, we are moving and seeing this man. There's a nickname I heard gave him, T-Pain, or something like that. They have the impetus. If you are really righteous, will you accept to even print that billboard? You say, it will not pass through my machine. People are seeing evil. See, any person that sees evil and call it good is evil. Think about it. Are you guys here? When the prophet is speaking here, see, I said this thing years ago. Even in this church, I saw some people's face. I knew they didn't like what I said. Small, we have seen it. He that loves a thief is a thief. Show me your friend and I will tell you who you are. I believe in the wisdom of scriptures. See, I can use the word of God to prophesy the future without knowing you. I don't care who you are. If you are against the word, I can tell your end. The most sure of prophecy is the word of God. It's a wrong company corrupt good manners. You are claiming you have what it takes to stand against wrong company. You must be a joke. They say, why are you following those people? Don't you know they'll corrupt your mind? I say, no. They cannot influence me. You are bigger than the Bible. God that told you wrong company corrupt good manners is all wise. Are you listening to me? Yes, if he said wrong company can't corrupt good manners, they can. Many don't sit with people that are always saying rubbish. You know, the Bible says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of what? The ungodly. Is it that or sit with the scornful? Not sit with the scornful. You are sitting with people that always talk against the things of God. Talk wrong things, talk about boys, talk about girls. You become a womanizer or manizer. That's how it is. You see somebody who is not ruling well, you want to be part of the party, you become somebody that doesn't rule well. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? How can you tell us that as men of God we cannot talk in this state? Do you know what is happening in this state right now? This state is in a mess. I don't know how to explain it. It's in a mess. Righteousness exalts a nation, but what? Why in a time and a season that many villages have IDP camps just close to the road to protect them. Many villages. Some people seated here now don't have village. They used to have village. Am I lying? There are some of you cannot even make mistake. If you want to marry now, he's in town. You can't go there. One of my friends wants to marry a lady from Naka. They said they'll do everything in town. We understand. What would they go and do in that place? The husband, if you insist, he will change his mind. Righteousness exalts a nation. He said, but sin is what? A reproach. And you know one funny thing with our state? I've observed something with our people here. I'm speaking by the Holy Spirit. If you are angry, get out. You know one funny thing? We can be so biased. As long as you are eating food, you are biased. As long as you are enjoying from the rulership, you are being biased. If it comes to meet you at your doorstep, you understand. Do you know what it means for somebody down there to be shouting bad leadership? I will say why. He now said they killed two of my siblings. Now, God forbid, imagine you lost a sibling. How would you feel? You didn't just lose a sibling. They killed the sibling. And guess why they killed the sibling? A faith system. And someone that said, don't talk. I was reading the news in Sokoto. A Muslim lady. Thank God it's not Deborah again. They would have said they insulted Allah, be Muhammad. They gave her options, whipping her, 2 years in prison. There's one third one. There were three. To choose one. What did she say? They came to our village, killed people, raped women, and they had to run away from their village. And she now said it, that the government is bad for allowing that happen to our village. They now took her. She had to bring a lawyer. They are threatening her doorstep with a lawyer, warning them that they will beat them. They have beat her already several times. And somebody here now will say, I have Jesus, and stand up and raise that flag. Fire, fire you. It's time to wake up. Are you listening to me? Don't do things for your belly. Do things that your children will be proud of you. I told you today, if my father stands up and says, I want to be part of this government, I will disown him. I will not be part of anything that he's doing. It's the truth. We are seeing evil every day, bad days every day. You think it's Naka? How far is Naka from Makodi? I heard there's a village called Logo. Nobody can even go there again. The man said, if nothing can take him to that village. And guess what? Kai. See, Benue people, wake up. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
wake up. Wake up. Work hard. Righteousness exalts a nation, the Bible says. It says, but sin is a what? A reproach. Sin is a what? A reproach. Nigeria will see good days, though.
I have
serious, not just small faith, strong faith, serious faith for this country. It will see good days. A time will come that everything you are hearing is, will be history. And all these wicked rulers, we'll write them and I will show, we'll tell our children how wicked they were. It will be history. Righteousness will, you know, I always believe the prophecy of Pilate. He said there will be a wave of serious corruption. It will be so much that the country will always almost want to give up. He said suddenly light will break forth.
Yeah.
I believe it. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
and that's why I always tell you, pray. Make it an obligation. Department, your homes, always find time to pray for your country and especially your state. You know, sometimes I watch the news, I'm always almost crying or crying sometimes because I'm trying to imagine. The Bible says we do not have a savior that is ignorant of the feelings of our infirmity. Sometimes try to imagine yourself in the shoes of these people. Why do you think you are in Makodi now? You can afford a house and the rest. You think because you designed it that way? Time and chance is just the truth. These guys in the villages, they are not useless people. The truth is that we can't fathom what is really happening. We can't fathom, but we just know that something is wrong with the administration. All we can do is pray. What can we do? Pray. Pray and be truthful in your own little way. Be the best that you can. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Be the best that you can. In your own little way. Something is 2 naira, sell it 2 naira. Something is 5 naira, sell it what? Don't lie. As long as you have the profit, it's cool. A fair profit, it's okay. I had a deal that was supposed to go for like 2 billion. Somebody now moved it to 4 billion or 10 billion. I can't really remember. A friend was telling me, moved it to a very high amount of money. The woman now came to sign the paper. She now saw her property from 2 billion to like times 3 of the money. She now refused to sign. They were not telling her, yeah, madam, just sign. Don't worry, we'll talk after this. She refused. Those people that were the agents have never touched 500 million in their life. What is 10% of 2 billion? They've never touched it as an agency. 200 million. If they were serious, if they were fair, they would have made 200 million. But because of greediness, the woman refused. Took her papers and left. She said, even though you wanted to, you did not even ask me, blah, 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 blah. First, she was like, that's outrageous. And she doesn't want to sell it that high. She insisted. She said she has put this money and they should leave it like that. They've agreed for their percentage. She's willing to give them. So why did they have to do that? My pastor friend said he almost started crying. He went home and knelt down and said, God have mercy. Because he was celebrating at least 20 million in his heart. That when he saw the papers, he was shocked that they changed it. You know, I've been speaking against agents in this country. House agents, land agents, whatever agents. What is happening now is you people are not agent of light again. It's agent of destruction that some of you are turning into. You don't know why houses are high. You think it's landlord. One agent that is living in his father's house and married there with two children will now come to a landlord and say, who? That house now you put up for 300. Ah, go check now, it's 700 now. The man will say, no, that's too high. So okay, leave it. If I look for somebody, I'll remove the money 100,000. I'm telling you, that's how it happens though. They don't know that the thing will catch up with them. It will catch up with them. So I told my guys, I was telling them, I said, even if you, some of our guys that want to enter into real estate, I said, come bring the pure side of real estate. It's not easy for a lot of people, especially in this under this economy. It's not easy. Don't be lying to people. See, the Bible says, he that easily wants to gather money will end in nothing. You want all the money of your life to appear in one day. Boom! You are looking for trouble. You compromise your faith just to have that kind of money. He said, but he that easily little gathers wealth, he says, it shall be long lasting. Meaning true wealth is something that is built over time. Not that in one day. This thief movement that have started that were attacking the body of Christ recently. Saying our music ministers. Obad Angel was saying something recently. Prophet Obad Angel. He said he wanted to invite somebody from Nigeria. And the person said $80,000. Punch your calculator or Google and check what $80,000 means. You'll be amazed. 2 days ago, some of us in a group on Facebook, I'm in this mission work group. I joined when I was younger. They sent a picture of a pastor we should pray for in South Africa. He's an Indian. He traveled to South Africa with his whole family for mission work. He was ministering in the church. He's the one that built the church with several partners. His own money, he put it there in the mission work. They came and kidnapped him in the service and took him away. So they sent his picture for we to be prayed for him. Then the next video I will see is somebody charging $80,000. My man say, Haba. Do you see the comparison? And if you ask, they said, no, we are ministering Jesus. How? Even that missionary that they kidnapped, with all the partners he has never forced anybody to send $80,000. There's a man called Joe Amra. You can check him out. In Liberia. He said God sent him to Liberia. That's the only thing he's doing. He's building hospitals, churches there. In a village there. Solar panels, this one, blah, blah, blah. That's the only thing he's doing. Not many people don't know his name. As I'm calling him now, some of you don't even know him. You just go and check him out. Not so popular. So knowledgeable in the things of God. He said, but that's what God told him to do. Now, as we're looking at this thing, then somebody will stand up and say, if I don't have $80,000, I'm not coming. And you think men like Pastor Chris should keep quiet. You know, I was showing pastors yesterday. One guy stood up and said, they will follow men of God as they follow Christ. They were doing interview. One gospel artist, after Pastor Chris spoke, he now interviewed another gospel artist. They just wanted to tell us their view. The gospel artist interviewed another, so they were talking. Then some of these men of God have stopped following Christ because they say they should not be charging, so they have stopped following Christ. So we'll follow them as they follow Christ. Now that's Pastor Chris. And that was once a Christ Embassy singer. If we don't say, no, they are against us. Men of God are jealous of us. Jealous of who? Without men of God, do you have a ministry? Do you have a ministry to even celebrate? See, the truth is that if there was never Pastor Chris, there would have not been all these people you know. It's the truth. When God raises one man, he raises a nation. The destiny of other people is revealed in the destiny of other people. If they refuse to fulfill their destiny, you will not know other people. If Elijah never metamorphosed, we will not know Elisha. Whether you like it or not. If there was no Moses, there would be no Joshua. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? We're not trying to. This is not something about dragging. It's to stop the foolishness. Who says they should not appreciate ministers? No minister have come here and say, ah, Pastor did not appreciate us. We will give you what we can give you to the best we can give you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But it's not business. We're talking about mission works. You are talking about money. I love what Prophet Uba Inja said. He said, I have the money plenty. I can share the money. I have it plenty, but I will not give. He said, I told him, and if Prophet Elijah says something like that, know it that he's saying the truth. He said, I told him, okay, we'll play your cassette. Then he said, the anointing will still flow. You know, God, we'll play your audio, the anointing will flow. That was even, if we cannot even play it, we'll say somebody should come and sing it exactly the way you sang it. It will still flow. I heard a man of God saying that you charge some people 10 million, then you are crying on stage. He said, you will not cry. He said, for knowing you charge 10 million, as you are crying, me, I will not cry. I will force myself not to cry. Because I know you are just playing with our emotions. How can you cry on stage? Oh God, bring revival. Bring revival. But if you don't send 7 million, we can't come. When we are done, you can now give us the balance. And thank God, God started hitting all of those things. Whatever is not eternal will not stand the test of time. If it was not created by God. See what God is doing today. Most of them now, they have to go and look for a job because what is happening now? Many pastors have codedly removed their hands from those things. Because it's truly foolishness to carry somebody and give him 10 million. When I have a choir, I know what 1 million will do in their life. This is, am I saying the right thing? Imagine I give you 1 million, 1 million, 1 million, 1 million, 1 million, 1 million. There's one business idea in your heart. Will you not do it? Somebody say 1 million is far, Pastor. Just for 500. In fact, the songs in their heart, they will record it. It's the truth. I was hearing one of my guys in Abuja telling me how one put money. The pastor said they should not bring it. He now attended the service. I was to come and apologize. I had one with Pastor Olaya of Living Faith Foundation, Kaduna. He invited the man. He called 5 million. He said he should come, no problem. He said, no, they should send all the money. He said, okay. So when they sent all the money, he came. They now say he should not minister. So when the service was over, they say he can go. He was so surprised. He sat in the minister's seat. They did not say sit in the congregation. Finished service, he did not minister. When they said go back home, he couldn't go home. He knelt down, was crying. What are you crying for? They gave you your money cash. Then as I go, since it's money that you want, you can go. That's a demonic spirit. It's mammon. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? We ought to, God has raised me to talk against it. That's why I see me talking against it too. Somebody was telling me, say, pastors, what of those pastors that will say, bring 100,000, let them pray for you? I say, run away from the church. Spirit husband. It's just a foolish, ignorant Christian that they do all those stunts for. They say, you have spirit husband, 200,000. You, man, you believe you have spirit husband. Is your husband not a spirit that has a body? And you are paying 200K. Some of you, they are breaking course. 500K. Generational course. I played something one of my friends showed me yesterday. I said, that's the problem of the church. He sent me a link. He said, pastor, please help me see this video. And I played the video. The person said there are three families in the nations of the world that all Christians come from. The family of, can you remember? Shem, Ham, and Japheth. He said, we come from the Ham family. And he said, we are connected. The Ham family are Africans. He said, they saw the nakedness of their father. He said, for that reason, that's why Africa is cursed. I just put my hand on my head. I say, I bind them in Jesus' name. I no join. That's why what? He said, that's why we have black skin. Yes. We're cursed. I heard the message. He didn't say black skin. Me, I did not hear that one. They said that one. This is who said it. Come. This one is another pastor. He said another pastor. Explain it. Me, the one I heard. They did not say skin color. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Now, but hear these kind of things. It's ignorance that causes us to fall for those kind of traps. You have to sit with the word of God. See, to be successful as a Christian and in life, it's not difficult. Stay with the word of God. Are you listening to me? Stay with the word of God. You can't expect to be a thief and succeed by the hand of God. You can't be cheating on your wife and want more money so that you cheat better. God wants you to be a Christian first before you are successful. If you see the earth, they pray for money, and they are cheating while they are praying for money. No kind of anointing or your rub on their head. Favor. You know what I mean? Then their side cheek has gone. Because a lot of people have seen God as a means to an end. With this wisdom now, you see anybody like that, you walk away. Get out from there. It's people that are making those guys rich and important. When you hear things like that, you leave such assemblies. You think they'll have the impetus to do it again when you leave? I told you my experience in Kaduna. Called me, say he sees stars on my head. I went there firstly. I denoted that he's a fake prophet. When I saw how, say, 5,000, there's a blessing, they came out. And I said, 3,000 blessing, they came out. And I said, 500. They were coming out. Then I said, now, anything you have. I was watching. Then I left the church before the service finished. When I got home, my friend said, the man is looking to see you. He's looking for you. He's looking for you. I came in and said, he sees star on my head. I said, okay. He said, the star means glory. He said, you are a great man. I said, yeah. So they wanted to this man says, yes, Papa. I said, okay, yes, Papa. And I said, that's good. I see glory in your life. I say, yes, Papa. He then said, okay, what you do is that for you to blow. And I told my friend, he said, yes, Papa. I said, yes, Papa. He said, you go to Benue. I said, yes, Papa. He said, you hold a crusade. Then you invite me. I say, yes, Papa. Then when I come, I will bring the oil and pour your head and you blow. That guy started ministry 2 years ago. I've been a born again Christian for a long period of time before I became a pastor. And I asked when he started. He said 2 years ago. I said he needs to sit down in baby children's class first and understand the things of God before he start doing those kind of things. 2 years ago, you became born again. You are a man of God. So I left. They called me, man of God. That man of God, I just ended the call, blocked the number. I told my friend, never in your life call me as regards that. You are not wise. That's what I asked him. He said, man of God, that guy, before you know him too, they started liking his babe. He has run away. When you go to such places and you see foolishness, run away. Staying there is what causes trouble in the Nigerian church. As people are talking against those people, they will not make the church look like all of us are like that. Me, I want to be real with you. You cannot serve two masters at a time. God bless my family, bless my, and you are behaving anyhow. You think the thing will work? It will not work. So men of God make it so difficult for people to be real Christians. Somebody is doing, you know, so, I don't know, that man that called me one time, he's the one that gave me the number. He said he has been working with this man, they did not settle him. But he has stolen some money. And that he wants to send his tithe. So that God will prosper him. I said, from which money? He said, from the money he stole. That should send my account number. I tell you, that money was heavy. And I said, please, who gave you my number? When he called the name, I wrote the name down. That's the first trouble. That person is already in trouble. And I said, please, I don't do this kind of thing. I started explaining to him. I said, you have to return the money back to the man you stole from and plead for his forgiveness and serve him till he's ready to settle you. He said, you say waiting? I said, that's what I said. Return it back. He ended the call. That was the last time. We can never fall a prey to the devil. Are you listening to me? That's how you think as a child of God. Like the example I gave. You want God to bless your family, bless you, and you are cheating on your wife. How will it work? So God should give you that 5 million so that you take care of that woman more, that side chick. Most married men suffer because they don't know how to plan with their wives. Most married men, they are so proud, they don't know how to plan with their wives. That's the problem. When it comes to money, you can never manage money like a woman. When it comes to money, there's a saying that says money must be treated like a wild animal. Do you let wild animals go out? There's a way you guard money, else it will get away. A young man will just go out and say, I have like 900k in my account. But UBA bank cut like 50 kobo. So make I remove that 1k small. That so that I could just day even. As he touch it, it will now be like 899 naira. He will now make transfer 10,000. It will remain how much? They will now cut 50 naira. I said, let me chop that one too that day. They've touched. As you are chopping like that, if you see one suya, you say, oh, let me buy for me and my wife and my children. You buy suya. It's not like it's a bad thing, no. You buy the suya. You see fruits. Ah, I don't think I chop fruit. You buy fruit. Your wife cook. You say, ah, is this meat I want to buy? I want to eat. You know, when you have money, there's a way you begin to think one kind. Just like when you buy a new car. You remember all the people you have not visited. Says, you know, we are supposed to keep in touch with all the in-laws. Where Mama Ngozi they stay, Seth? Where is the person they stay? It's everywhere. He has my car. He said, oh, where is he? They say, it's in Lafia coming. He just went to test the car. Then God now bless you as you are testing. Tire now goes out. And it's 7:45 p.m. around Yelwata. And when you turn, the bush are glaring. Ooh. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Are you listening to me? Make it easy for God to bless you. Are you hearing me? So So married men, all married men to be, learn this wisdom. Plan with your wife. You know why women don't want a corporate account with men? And men don't want with women? What they call it? Not corporate account. Joint account. Firstly, men will either finish the money. Or secondly, they are scared because women will not want to release the money. I want to withdraw 10,000. Say, for what? For cool off. I just want to buy Five Alive. She'll not check the price of Five Alive. Five Alive is 1.5. I have 1.5. Come and take. Don't withdraw anything from that account. No, I need 10,000. I want to put my offering. That's our problem. I've started. If you learn to cooperate with your wife, I've seen this thing in different families. Even in my, if you learn to cooperate with your wife, you have money as a man. Just that the money, you will not be able to be touching the money too much, but you have money. At least you don't have problem. I'm not saying it's money that you carry and do like this. So you will not, if it's that one you're looking for, they will not give you that money. But you will not have problem. You'll be able to pay all your school fees, your children's school fees, I mean. In fact, you can even help other people pay their... The money will be there. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Young men, are you listening to me? Don't be like your father. So plan with your mother, your wife. Plan. It's very difficult. But it's wonderful. Isn't it amazing that wives always have money? They'll tell you there's no money. They'll say, okay, my car is stuck around. You now call one bad name. Garatia Karadish. Karatudu. And bandits have been moving around. How much is the money they fired into your account? Why? Are you amazed? She get this kind of money. You do your work and go. If they did not deny you those kind of money that you wanted before, when your car stopped, how would they have helped you? I'm not talking about those evil women that they found that a child died. They now found that the woman, the mother of the child, had a lot of millions in her account. And for the sake of 25,000, they could not treat the child. 25,000. You are devil's younger sister. The devil is your elder brother. Are you all listening to me? Don't be greedy like that. Firstly, you ask yourself, if your husband does not have money, who should he go to? Should he disgrace himself outside and start making calls? The first person that should be his comforter. Somebody say comforter. Should be his wife. Honey, I need 50,000. So I beg, for where? What do you do as a good woman? I'm going to send 51,000 plus charges. This is like one odd thing I said, Abby. This is what makes homes work. Are you listening to me? Have this mentality. And of course, the man should have vision. The man should have a vision. You should know where you are going to. Not that from the beginning of the marriage, before marriage even happened, when you were doing wedding plan, you were collecting money till now. You are 10 years in marriage, you are still collecting money. Almost every week you need assistance. You will pay tomorrow. And you are not paying. That woman has legal ground not to give you money again. And that man, you are the type the Bible said, a man that cannot provide is worse than a what? Not like God is cursing you. God is telling you that that's your state in the heart of the woman. She will not say it, but she's giving you infidel vibes. She'll start giving you infidel. You talk. There's way you talk that your mouth will be smelled even if you brush. You will just be anyhow. You finish taking your bath. They say you don't bath today. You stink. And God does not want you in such a state. Are you listening to me? Have a plan as a young man. Plan. Don't be using all your money now to be buying fresh yogurts and All those things that will give you problem, even in marriage. Plan. You have one million somewhere. Go and buy land. Say all the money. Yes, all. Buy land. 2 years later, you'll be so shocked. That land now is 2.5. Some say, you know, something Pastor Irene was saying that somebody bought land, was it? 200,000. 250,000. And now they've sold it for how much? 4 billion. 4 billion. You say, eh? Even in this Makurdi, people bought land in high level before for less than 50,000. Now, how much is a plot of land in high level? You are in 30 million. See, land, buying, anything that has to do with land, there's money there. Agriculture, money is there. Say, I know, I'm so yopi, man. I can't farm, man. I can't weed, man. I grew in the States, man. You go back to your States, man. Very soon, man. As a man, you don't even have some kind of, there's kind of shame that is not even there. Go to the farm. Rent 1 hectare. Plant granite. When you sell one bag of granite, now is how much? One something I heard. 80,000, 70,000? How much is it? Over 100,000. With 1 hectare, you can get up to, let's say, 20 bags. Imagine 20 bags. It's even more than safe. That's how much. And everything you would have used is not up to 500,000. See the kind of gain. I was asking one of my in-laws, they said the woman built a house, blah, blah. I said, let me see the house. When I saw the house, from farming, I just opened my mouth. I said, from farming? They said, farming, yeah. She bought the land, she started building from farming. The husband left her. So she bought the land herself and built herself. Taking care of the two children, enjoying their life. It's like we start preaching farming in this church. I've been talking ICT coding very, very well. We'll soon enter farming. There's no excuse to be poor. Are you listening to me? A lady came to my office and said she was expecting a result and she wanted to learn something that will add up to what she had done in school. MSc, I guess. And I said, can you do it? Because it's around programming. And that was one of my research 400 level around AI, cognitions, cognition models in AI. So she said she wants to learn machine language, cognition models, recurrent neural network. I said, can you? She said, yes, she can. I did not stop her. I said, do it. She said, because it will be profitable in the future for her while she's waiting for her result to come out before she gains the job. I said, do it. I don't know whether you can do it, but since you say you want to do it, do it. And you can do it. Don't just sit down and be making progress. Are you listening to me? Make progress every day. What did you learn yesterday? What will you learn today? What will you learn tomorrow? Update yourself. Are you listening to me? And listen, have this attitude of learning beyond what you learn in class. I don't know whether they tell you these things out there, but I'm going to tell you. When you are done learning physics, have to read your physics notes. I tell you the truth. Because application is more important than theory. When you go for interviews, they'll ask you the application of all of these things you are doing. You want a job in NNPC now, you think who will be asking you define physics? Mention Hooke's Law. They'll give you something practical. They'll tell you, okay, this is potassium. This is this. Now, if we mix it, what reaction will it give? If all you know is theory, just come in. Can you pass that kind of exam or interview? No. I had a story of a man of God. I think he had a third class degree, but he knew the application. And when he went for the interview, he was granted a job with NNPC because he knew the application. And he had a third class degree. Have you learned something this wonderful month? Please, make progress. Forget about Nigeria's economy. Whatever you are doing, there's a day of opportunity for you. Whatever you are learning, there's a day of what? Opportunity for you. See, preparation will meet opportunity definitely. As you are learning and praying, God will open a door for you because you have been preparing. They that wait upon the Lord. You were waiting, learning, saying, God, I trust you. I know that one day you make me a billionaire. And God is watching you learn, burning those candles every night. Learning something new. When you are ready, God will open that door. Are you listening to me? But you've got to be ready. You've got to be ready. Build character. Build capacity in that area of business. By character, I mean that God cannot promote you to a place so that you disgrace his name. No. No. At this point of your life, you are talking, you are in talking terms with more than 10 girls. And you are telling God to take you to places of prosperity. If he takes you there, you will disgrace his name. Don't say that man of God, he dates 10 women for that our office. And that pastor he be. So God will be the first person to vet your character. And even though you have all the qualification, if you don't have good character, God will put his hand and say, you know they go anywhere. For the sake of your soul, what can a man offer in exchange of? For the sake of your soul, stop here. Because I prefer your soul than any money you get there. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So while people are pursuing prosperity, see, seek first kingdom. Let God own your heart. Are you all listening to me? Make sure God what owns your heart. Then he said, every other good thing will be what added to you. God doesn't just want to give you money. Listen, he wants to use money through you. He doesn't just want to give you money. He wants to make you a financial steward. He wants to be able to give you money and use the money he has given you what? Through you. Imagine God gives you money now. He wants his project to be done in the house of the Lord and he cannot do it. And he gave you the money. He will be sad. Secondly, you are walking down the street. God wants to bless a man. And he blows on your heart and you say, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. So except you gain that capacity, he wouldn't allow financial blessings to come so strongly alive in and upon. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Prepare physically and what? Prepare physically and what? Read. Pray. Stay with the word. The Lord bless his words in our heart. Bow your heads and pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, any part of my life that needs a touch on the strength of what I've been taught tonight, visit that part of my life. That should be your prayer. In Jesus' gracious name we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.